Thank you for calling Circus Services. How can I help you?
I received a call yesterday about getting an approval for non-covered expenses on a air conditioning unit. And I just wanted to go ahead and give the approval and then arrange for payment so that way we can have the work completed.
Can I have the order number?
That I don't have. They didn't give that to me.
What about the address?
The address is 5715 Brookstone Walk.
Just a second, let me take a look at this.
Thank you.
So who did you speak with about the non-covered calls?
I spoke with First American Home Warranty, and then your company left me a message yesterday at like 4:30 saying that it was $500 or something like that.
Well, I'm not seeing the exact dollar amount for the non-covered calls.
My warranty company sent an email to your company as well about the cost and all that last night.
I mean, I can go ahead and process the payment of $500, but to avoid
well, I
want to
make sure
issues,
I'm paying the right amount.
Yeah, that's what I was up to. To avoid any issues,
is there anybody else that you can speak with to get? I mean, because you guys called me yesterday and let me know what the price was, so I don't know why there should be any confusion what the amount is.
Because it's not listed here, is what I'm saying. Like, I can process the payment for you, but I don't see the dollar amount of what you should be paying.
I mean, because I can play the voicemail if you need me to do that. I mean, I still have it on my phone here.
Yeah, I just need the dollar amount, and we can go ahead and process the order.
All right, let me see if I can pull this up. Did you happen to hear that?
No, I didn't.
She said she said $500.
Okay.
Let me see if I can get the name here too. Hold on. Sounds like Leslie or Esley.
Okay.
And she said $500. And my warranty company said the same amount too last night. So I just want to get on the schedule because we've been without air for a week. So I don't I just want to
There's no problem. Just
get a technician out there as quickly as possible.
The billing is the same listed on your order. 5715 Brookstone Walk.
5715 Brookstone Walk.
Mm-hmm. Is that
yeah,
your billing address? It's the same billing address?
Correct.
Okay. What type of card will you be using to process the payment?
It's a Visa.
You can go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
Okay. It's 4737-0230-4275-5623.
And the expiration?
722.
And the security code?
115.
It's GEORGEONEIL?
Yes.
The phone number listed here is the same, 770-265-3453.
Yes.
Do you want to add an email for your invoice?
Sure. It's O'Neils, that's O-N-E-I-L-S, at Comcast.net.
Last name with an S at Comcast.net.
Yeah, O'Neils, O-N-E-I-L-S, at Comcast.net.
And so just to review, you're processing your non-covered cost of $500 to the Visa 4737-0230-4275-5623.
Yes.
Come on.
Just 1 second.
Thanks.
You did say the expiration was 7/22.
Yeah, July 2022.
And the CVV code?
115.
115. All righty. And for the dates, let's see what they have available. Okay, so I can schedule your service date for July 1st, which would be tomorrow, if that's fine.
Oh, that would work. That would be perfect. Perfect. Thank you for getting us in so early.
Is there anything else that I can help you with?
No. Will I get a confirmation of the appointment once that's processed?
Yes, I've already confirmed it for you. The time frame will be from 8 to 5. The tech will give you a call an hour ahead.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Thank you so much for your help today.
No problem. Thank you for calling Circuit Services.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.